Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. As we approach the conclusion to the holy month of Ramadan, many people they wonder exactly how they can carry and continue on the journey to getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and these small steps that we take toward Him. And they worry about the inspiration that they gain during the darkness of the night, or during the course of our fasting, or during the a'mal of Layal al-Qadr. And they question whether or not they can truly be successful on this journey. And the answer, the reality, is undoubtedly yes. Because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who helped facilitate this journey for you. And it was you who did everything that you did to fast during the day, to worship during the night, and none of that has to end. No, we might not fast an entire month, but to continue on the acts of worship that we perform, to continue to dig deep down and find those moments where you felt most connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And use them as a reminder that you did it then and you can continue to grow. But amongst the challenges that people have, and I speak to myself more than anyone else, is that it's hard to hold back from the transgressions of the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asks, I cleansed and purified my heart and my soul during the month of Ramadan, but I might turn back to sin again. And the reality is that we are a human being that is bound to this transient dunya, and we are attached to it. And there's a good chance that we will slip and that we will fall. But it's important for us to turn back in seeking forgiveness and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, seeking to limit our lapses, such again that we're consistently growing, perfecting these hearts, emptying these souls, and allowing for it to only shine the light of God, only for it to shine those most beautiful virtues and qualities of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings be upon them. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says within the Holy Quran, He says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ. He says, and abandon the sin openly and secret. Meaning that there are some sins that we commit in public, that we commit around others, by the way that we gossip, utilize our tongue, utilize our eyes, whatever it might be. And then there are some sins that are present within our hearts, that of pride, that of arrogance, that of anger. And it's important that both of these types of sins get emptied from these hearts of ours, such that we're able to live a life of virtue and a life of purity and a life that's consistently connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, easier said than done, I know. But at the end of the day, it's about being mindful of our actions, of our deeds, of our words, of our interactions. Again, such that we are consistently seeing the opportunity to get closer to God on a day-to-day basis. And for today's episode, I wanted to share with you a really beautiful hadith from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, the grandson of the Messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The report says that one day, a man, he comes to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he says, أنا رجل عاص ولا أصبر عن المعصية فأذني بموئذة. He says, O grandson of the Messenger of God, I have a question for you. He says, I'm a sinner, and I consistently make mistakes. And it's really hard for me to be patient at the time when my desire overtakes me. So please, 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 give me some advice that I can take it during the course of my life so that I don't return back to sin. So firstly, this man who comes to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he admits that he has a fault. And he knows that he wants to figure it out, so to say. And that in itself is a desirable quality. We need to have the will and the desire to transform our lives, to improve our prayers, to continue to fast beyond the month of Ramadan, to never turn back to sin, so on and so forth. It's really important to be in that state and to be mindful of the fact that you want to get better, but you realize that you need help and that you need support. One of those ways is to recite the Quran. One of those ways is to perform the night prayer. One of those ways is to drown in the supplication and the du'as of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. In this case, this man, he finds his spiritual guide, none other than the leader of the Youth of Paradise, Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. To which the Imam, alayhi salam, he responds to him, فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ اِفْعَلْ خَمْسَةَ أَشْيَاءٍ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شَعْتِ. He says, if you do these five things, then you can sin as much as you want. Now listen to this really, really beautiful advice of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Do five things and you can sin as you please. فَأَوَّلُ ذَلِكَ لَا تَأْكُلْ رِزْقَ اللَّهِ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شَعْتِ. He says, don't eat out of the sustenance of God and you can sin as much as you want. How can you eat? How can we eat something that is not the sustenance of God? The water that we drink, the food that we eat, the fruits and vegetables that we consume, everything that our body consumes, of course, is from the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing very well, of course, that we don't have anything other than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered us. وَالثَّانِي أُخْرُجْ مِنْ وَلَايَةِ اللَّهِ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شَأَتْ. He says, and for the second thing, he says, leave. Leave and abandon the province of God. And you can sin as much as you want. In other words, if you are able to leave God's kingdom, then sure, you have the free rein to do whatever it is that you please. But when do we ever leave God's kingdom? Han ana haribun minka ilayk. As Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says in Dua Abu Hamza al-Thamani, he says, oh Allah, I'm running away from you because of my sins, but I have nowhere else to run except back to you. So he says, leave the authority of God and you can do and sin as you please. وَالثَّالِثْ أُتْلُبْ مَوْضِعًا لَا يَرَاكَ اللَّهُ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شَعْتِ. He says, thirdly, if you're able to leave and go somewhere whereby God does not see you, then sin as you please. Is there a moment? Is there a day? Is there a second where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't see us? Can I find a place, a location, under my bed, in a closet, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't see me? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, He has the ability to see every one of our deeds and every one of our actions, and can even look into our heart to see what we're thinking about, what we feel. وَالرَّابِعُ إِذَا جَاءَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ لِيَقْبِذَ رُوحَكَ فَادْفَعْ عَنْ نَفْسَكَ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شَأْتِ. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam says, fourthly, when the angel of death comes to you and says that I'm here to take your soul, then tell him, I'm good. No, you're not taking anything from me today. Push him away and tell him that you will sin as you please and then sin as you please. In other words, he says that when the moment comes, if you have the authority to repel death from you, then sure, you can sin as you please. Knowing, of course, very well that we don't have that ability. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is reminding this man that we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, that we don't even have control over our own souls. وَالْخَامِسُ إِذْ أَدْخَلَكَ مَالِكٌ فِي النَّارِ فَلَا تَدْخُلْ فِي النَّارِ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شَأْتِ. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam concludes. And he says, and when that angel comes to you and takes you to the door to the divine punishment of the fires of hell, then say you're not going in, and then go in and sin as you please. And if you can do these five things, well then sin as you please. In other words, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is reminding this man, telling him that, hey, We may have these desires. We may have these satanic whispers. We may have this lower self consistently commanding us to evil, nafsul amarata bisu. But at the end of the day, when we're cognizant and we're reminded that we are surrounded and we live in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no turning him away, and there is no turning his divine laws and forces away, well then it's a reminder for me to strive to do the best that I possibly can to abstain from that sin, reach a level of piety and God consciousness. And if we consistently remind ourselves of this reality, then our path toward finding him and reaching paradise and being in the company of our beloveds Muhammad and Wa'ali Muhammad will become that much easier. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.